In times of economic downturn, do you know which fashion sector tends to do better than the rest? Luxury fashion. The sole reason being that the primary customer base is high-income consumers who generally aren't affected by a recession. So if you're looking to start a fashion brand and want to jump into the luxury market, this episode is for you.
Welcome to Start Your Sustainable Fashion Brand. I'm Shannon Lohr, the founder and CEO of Factory 45, the online business school for sustainable fashion brands. Whether you're looking for business strategy, marketing tips, or a 10-minute pep talk, this is the podcast for fashion entrepreneurs who want to take action, pursue their passion, and make waves in the fashion industry. Let's get started.
Let me be clear. I generally do not recommend starting out in the luxury fashion sector as a self-funded startup. And I still think that ready-to-wear and more accessible sustainable fashion can do well even in times of economic uncertainty. But if you're one of those people who hasn't launched yet and will likely start your brand during a recession, then I want to make sure you're approaching it in a strategic way. Because here's the truth. As beautiful as your designs may be, and I'm sure they are, you're not Gucci or Dolce or Louis Vuitton. You don't have name or brand recognition yet. Does that mean you can't compete? No, but it does mean that you need these four things. The first one is high-end photography, and I say it first for a reason. It's that important. In general, good photography is incredibly important for an e-commerce fashion brand. When you're selling online, this is just the only way you can truly communicate the value of your products. But when it comes to the luxury market, your photography needs to stand above the rest. That means working with a professional photographer, professional models, a professional studio and set, stylists, makeup artists, the whole shebang. Your product and lifestyle photos need to be glossy with a capital G. The second way is through elevated branding. Unless you're a graphic and web designer by trade, this also probably means hiring a professional. You'll want your logo, website, graphics, fonts, and all imagery to be crisp, clean, and a cut above. You'll want your Instagram grid to look like a catalog, your website to look like the online version of a luxe boutique, and all of your content to scream elevated. This means not as many behind-the-scenes images and videos, and a much more finished and polished look overall. And of course, the garments have to speak for themselves so that when they arrive in the mail, your customer is quite literally draped in luxury. So number three is your fabrics and finishes. Hopefully it goes without saying, but no polyester or cheap synthetics, and all of your buttons, zippers, and finishes should be made of real metal, not plastic. The fabrics will likely be dry clean only and may even arrive in a custom reusable garment bag. This is when you want to strongly consider the customer experience, the packaging, and how it will feel for your customer to receive your garments in the mail and experience your luxury brand. And the fourth thing is optional but strongly encouraged, and that's influencer or celebrity endorsements. In order to launch a luxury brand without brand recognition, you're going to want credibility behind you. That likely means partnering with influencers that have a following in the 100,000 plus range and have a track record of taking gorgeous photos and videos, as well as the firsthand experience of endorsing brands like yours. While again, this isn't a requirement like the first three things are, it will generally make a huge difference in ensuring your launch is successful. So those are four ways to stand out in luxury fashion when you don't have brand recognition yet: high-end photography, elevated branding, luxury fabric and finishes, and influencer or celebrity endorsements. As you can probably tell, this is going to require more startup cash up front than if you were to bootstrap or start a ready-to-wear or women's wear brand. While the luxury market isn't generally something I focus on in Factory 45, I do have entrepreneurs who have launched luxury brands through the program, so I thought it was time to address the most successful way to do that. If this episode was helpful in teaching you some of the things to think about when launching a luxury fashion brand, and you want to keep going, you want support, you want guidance, you want accountability, you want someone who can walk you through all the steps and implement it, I want you to take a look at Factory 45. Because inside the Factory 45 program, you'll have the chance to work with me and an alumni mentor who can help you take the information that I'm giving you in today's episode, translate it into an action plan, and make it work for your brand. If this sounds exciting to you and you're ready to raise money for your fashion brand without taking on debt, find an ethical manufacturer to produce your line, and have customers ready to buy as soon as you launch, I want you to go to factory45.co/apply. You can book a free discovery call with us. There's no commitment required, and you can simply talk about whether Factory 45 is right for you. The link is in the show notes below. We hope to hear from you.